This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. UN Climate Conference COP29 begins in Baku of Azerbaijan. President Ramchandra Portal in Azerbaijan to participate in COP29. President Portal calls for collective efforts to tackle climate change to protect mountains and earth. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says matters of improving country's economy and amending constitution under discussion. Government decides to collect dues of dedicated feeder and trunkline electricity tariff within 15 days. And the UN says 2024 on track to be warmest year on record. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Portal has arrived in Baku of Azerbaijan this afternoon to attend the UN Climate Conference COP29. Upon arrival at Heydar Aliyev International Airport, President Portal was welcomed by Farid Turab Ahmadov, Azerbaijan's Minister for Justice. World leaders from around 200 nations are due to appear over the next 2 weeks at COP29 in the oil-producing nation of Azerbaijan. COP29 officially begin today and will continue until the 22nd of November. During the summit, President Portal is scheduled to address a high-level discussion of the World Leaders Climate Action Summit, a key event within COP29. Furthermore, the President will moderate a separate high-level session on behalf of Nepal to draw the world's attention to its specific agenda of climate change. In the COP29, Nepali delegates are giving high priority to the six main agendas of the government to reduce climate risk and for the overall interest of the country. According to the Ministry of Forest and Environment, six thematic working papers have been prepared on climate finance, climate-induced loss and damage, carbon trade, emission measurement, mountain agenda, technology and capacity building, climate change adaptation and inclusion. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Portal and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres have held a brief meeting. President Portal and Secretary General Guterres met on the aircraft from Doha of Qatar to Baku of Azerbaijan to participate in the 29th Conference of Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29. Secretary General Guterres visited President Portal where he was seated in the aircraft. During the meeting, President Portal and UN Secretary General Guterres held a brief discussion about the problems caused by climate change. The President's press advisor, Kiran Pokhrel, quoted the President as calling for collective efforts to tackle climate change to protect the mountains, the earth and the human community. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says discussions are underway regarding improving the country's economy and amending the constitution. Prime Minister's remark came while talking to media persons in the VVIP lounge of Biratnagar Airport today. Meanwhile, addressing the 13th convocation ceremony of BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences in Dharan today, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli said the government is committed to providing sickle cell medicines for medical institutes for treatment. Prime Minister Oli argued that the newly graduated doctors of the institute should be ready to distribute the medicine to the needy communities. The disease sickle cell anemia is more common in Tharu community in Nepal. The government has decided to collect the dues of the dedicated feeder and trunkline electricity tariff on the basis of time of day TOD meters. Unveiling the decisions of the latest cabinet meeting today, the government spokesperson shared that the meeting decided to collect the dues of electricity tariff of industries and users within 15 days. The cabinet further agreed to reconnect power supply to the industries within 24 hours that have not paid the dues. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba says Nepal has been facing persistent challenges despite achievements in women's empowerment. Releasing the Beijing Plus 30 Civil Society Report at an event organized by UN Women Nepal in Kathmandu today, the Foreign Affairs Minister reflected on the progress since the Fourth World Conference on Women held in Beijing 30 years ago. Minister Dr. Rana also called for collective efforts to address the persistent challenges that women still face in Nepal. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung says Nepal-India bilateral ties are strong in many dimensions, including geographical, cultural, social and educational. Speaking at the India-Nepal Friendship Summit 2024 Globalization and Socio-Economic Development Program held today in Kathmandu, Minister Gurung called for boosting educational relationship between Nepal and India to enhance the knowledge between the two countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The identity of five persons, including the driver who died in a road accident at Jaidi of Jaimini Rural Municipality, Baglung, this morning has been established. A pickup van en route to Baglung Bazaar from Chisti of Jaimini Municipality 8 in Baglung had met with an accident near Biarthala of Jaimini 7. The deceased were 38-year-old Jeep driver Mahendra Poon, 20-year-old Rashmi Shris, 50-year-old Nandakali Poon, 17-year-old Neeraj Shris and 75-year-old Kul Prasad Shris of Jaimini 8. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The UN's World Meteorological Organization, WMO, has just said that 2024 is on a track to be the world's warmest year on record. The BBC cited the WMO as saying the global average temperature between January and September has been around 1.54 degrees Celsius above those of the late 19th century. Back in Paris in 2015, almost 200 countries pledged to try to limit long-term temperature rises to that level, hoping to avoid some of the worst impacts of climate change. But the UN says this 1.5 degrees Celsius target has not yet been breached because it refers to a longer-term average. The Paris Agreement aims to keep the global average temperature well below 2 degrees Celsius and preferably to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Just last week, it was projected that 2024 would be the first year to breach the 1.5 degrees Celsius global warming limit. It's also expected to break the record again for the hottest year on record. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has won a runoff vote in parliament to stay in his post after an election setback last month that saw his coalition losing its majority in the lower house. According to BBC, in an extraordinary parliament session on Monday, Ishiba defeated Yoshihiko Noda, the leader of the main opposition party, Constitutional Democratic Party of Japan. Ishiba will now have to navigate hostilities within his party, economic woes and a period of flux in international relations. Leader Ishiba took over as Prime Minister from Fumio Kishida, who stepped down in September amid a series of scandals that rattled public trust in the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, party. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. UN Climate Conference COP29 begins in Baku of Azerbaijan. President Ramchandra Pardal in Azerbaijan to participate in COP29. President Pardal calls for collective efforts to tackle climate change to protect mountains and earth. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says matters of improving country's economy and amending constitution under discussion. Government decides to collect dues of dedicated feeder and trunkline electricity tariff within 15 days. And UN says 2024 on track to be warmest year on record. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.